Mission America radio host, speaker, and author Linda Harvey is spot on over the target with her excellent new book for young people titled Maybe He's Not Gay, Another View on Homosexuality. And she's catching frenzied homosexual activist flack because of it. I'm on Linda Harvey's email list, and she recently sent out an alert that her book had been released and was available at Amazon.com. She also said that the radical homosexual activists had immediately waged a vicious assault campaign against it in the reviews and comments section. Many of the so-called reviewers had clearly not read her book and instead hurled despicable lies at Linda. Because of this, she directed that the book be pulled from Amazon. She has since put it back up on Amazon, and the senseless vitriol continues. The book is also available in paperback or ebook form at the Next Century Store, which is linked in my column. Homosexual radicals stand in an untenable position of deceit about the nature of their lifestyle and the real-world results of their behavior, and they detest any debate about it. That is why they aggressively work to stifle all voices that present the truth about the many and varied dangers of homosexual behavior. Instead of welcoming honest dialogue, they attempt to vilify, demean, and ridicule those of us who present the truth. Their chief weapons are hostility and baseless name-calling. And this is clearly in evidence in the reviews section of Linda's book on Amazon. But here's the truth that the homo radicals don't want you to know. This book is an excellent, valuable, and much-needed resource for kids who may be dealing with same-sex attraction. Not only for them, but also for parents, teachers, pastors, counselors, and any young person today, since most of our kids are under a barrage of pro-homosexual propaganda in their schools, from the media and entertainment industries. It is a very well-written, concise, and plainly worded book that takes young people through the whole process of examining homosexuality, peer pressures, causes, the homosexual agenda, family and school issues, the whole nine yards. She wraps up with the message of help, hope, and freedom found in Jesus Christ. This book should be available in every library, especially in junior high and high school libraries here in the United States, where the homosexual movement is steamrolling across our land as never before. Our kids are being targeted today in devilish ways we have never seen in the history of our nation. Homosexual activists are working feverishly to indoctrinate and recruit kids to their way of thinking, to view homosexuality as just another acceptable sexual preference, while they hide the awful side of it, the devastated minds, bodies, and spirits of people who have plunged into homosexuality and paid a dear price for it. Linda Harvey's book is a huge threat to the false claims of homosexual activists. This book busts the main myths of the homosexual movement, that people are born that way and cannot change, that those of us who warn of the dangers inherent in the homosexual lifestyle are haters and bigots, that taking the leap of homosexuality at a young age will make you happy and others. Linda presents the truth about homosexuality in a gentle, thoughtful, and clear way that leads young people through the illogic of the message of homosexual activist groups that don't tell young people the truth, and she guides them into the compelling logic of the truth about homosexuality. Because of this, the homosexual activists are attacking Linda and her book with all the venom they possess. They have flooded her book's Amazon page with fake reviews full of nonsensical verbal assaults, causing it to average a phony 2-star rating for what is a 5-star quality book. We need to get copies of this book, read it, and run a counteroffensive of truthful ratings and comments, because this book is a timely, excellent resource for young people. The inordinate screeching and wailing of the homo radicals is a testament to the powerful message Linda's book contains, because even though many of them have not read the book, they can guess what the book will say based on Linda's previous writings. And here is a sampling of the insane, lying rants posted by homosexual activists on the Amazon page for Maybe He's Not Gay. Jesse M. says, I wish there was a negative star. What disgusting human trash wrote this? Linda Harvey writes at a second grade level, which is being kind. Is there a book that can help me teach my daughter how to not be like Linda? William T. Ray writes, Linda Harvey eats children. Linda Harvey is a famous anti-American bigot who makes money off of the bigotry of others. She is barely literate and incapable of advanced thought. If it weren't for hate, she'd be homeless and living on the streets. John E. Bogman II writes, "How to encourage your children to commit suicide. There is something seriously wrong with Linda Harvey. Only a true evil person would write a book on how to kill one's child and pass it off as love. She is an effing sociopath. Amazon should be ashamed of trying to profit off hatred, bigotry, ignorance, and homophobia." Barbara D. wrote, "Typical right-wing trash from Harvey. If you follow Harvey's work at all, and I never would have heard of her if some specific websites I read had directed me to it, whatever that means, you will know that she's not just a typical anti-gay religious right figure. She's a raving lunatic with dangerous, half-baked ideas and exists with her hysteria dial cranked up to 10. Demeaning gay people is all she does. She seems to have nothing else to say." Jim says, "A waste of electrons. Nothing but pure hatred delivered to your Kindle. You're better off flushing your $6.99 down the crapper than spend it on this trash." John E. Visser says, "Homophobic, mean, nasty, dribble." Yes, dribble. "See for yourself. Simply search the web for Linda Harvey and you'll understand the vile hate coming from this Christian woman." John H. Thiel says, "A Nobel Prize in horror fiction. You have to wonder what caused this harridan to be so filled with hate toward gay people. Every waking moment of her life is just filled with hate, hate, hate. And now she has written a screed about destroying your kids if you discover they are gay. She might as well have written a how-to book on teenage suicide." As of this writing, there are close to 80 such desperate, detestable book reviews on Linda's Amazon page. Needless to say, these people all worked in concert, giving each other thumbs-up marks on each of their bogus reviews, creating a false low rating on Linda's book. We need to counter this with truthful reviews and thumbs-down marks on the liars' reviews. I highly recommend that you buy copies of Maybe He's Not Gay, either from the Next Century Store or Amazon, both of which are linked in my column. Read it and consider donating copies to school libraries and giving them to the young people you know. This book needs to be widely disseminated across our land to help counter the dangerous lies of the radical homosexual movement that are being force-fed to our precious kids. I'm Gina Miller.